WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Valentine's Day was anything but lovely for the victims of 12 vehicle burglaries in College Station. According to College Station police, the vehicles were parked on side streets off Deacon between Welsh and Rio Grande, including Pueblo, Arroyo, Mescalero, and Cimarron Courts. There was also a stolen vehicle. In Bryan, there was one report of a vehicle burglary yesterday. Part of Valentine's Day for former Texas A&M men's basketball player J.J. Caldwell was spent in a Brazos County courtroom. According to online court records, Caldwell pleaded no contest to speeding and violating his promise to appear before a local justice of the peace on that charge. Caldwell paid fines and court costs totaling $641. The speeding ticket in March of last year was the first of three contacts Caldwell had with A&M police. Caldwell was arrested in May of last year for DWI, a charge that was dismissed by the county attorney's office. And he was among three people arrested for misdemeanor possession of marijuana following the Kentucky game last Saturday. For 8 years, volunteers have been the backbone of the restoration of downtown Bryan's Queen Theater. At the end of Tuesday night's Bryan Council meeting, Ben Hardiman brought up the grand reopening on the first Friday in May.
Next thing I have is, are there any volunteers to help finish the facility? No show of hands.
That led Mayor Andrew Nelson to call for volunteers to get Hardiman, who has spearheaded the effort, to the finish line.
Right now, at this very moment, we've got a very hardworking councilman doing that. We'd love to get him some support if he can.
Hardiman says volunteers can sweep floors, paint, or hang and float sheetrock. You can contact the Downtown Bryan Association for more information. The College Station City Council has 8 items to consider today during a day-long retreat. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show encouraged residents to watch the discussion.
But I think it's always good for people to hear things firsthand. All too often, rumor floats around this community. You've been here long enough to know how that happens. You know, something gets said by 8 a.m. and by 9 a.m. it's a true story, so that people know what's happening, what the decisions are. It's one of those things that we are charged with as a city to be as transparent as possible.
The retreat starts this morning at 8:30 at the College Station Training Facility on Graham Road. Subjects include whether to privatize trash collection, discussing the city's strategic and comprehensive plans, and what is the future of College Station City Hall. Bryan ISD is asking parents to complete an online survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says conducting the survey now is more beneficial than asking parents to do it at the end of the school year.
Incredibly busy time for families. And the other thing it doesn't allow us to do is make real-time, on-the-fly adjustments. If we're hearing a pretty broad message in the survey in some form or fashion, and it's the end of the school year, well, we've got the summertime to make the adjustment, but we can't put any of those improvements or adjustments in place until the next school year, the next fall.
Webb says the brief survey is available on each campus website or at bryanisd.org. The deadline to complete it is March 1st. The updated federal budget calls for possibly the largest deficit ever. Congressman Bill Flores on our show pointed the finger at the U.S. Senate.
We could have done a $200 billion increase in defense spending, have it fully offset, not increase the deficit one dime, except for the filibuster rules in the Senate. And remember, those rules go back to the 1830s, and they're not in the Constitution. It's just because they think it's something they'd like to have.
Flores was happy the budget continues two existing federal programs.
It took the six-year extension of CHIP, which we had in the last CR, and extended it for 10 years, and then we were able to reauthorize for 2 years the federally qualified health centers. And we have one of those in Bryan College Station as well in Waco and also in Austin.
Flores says the measure has language that could result in reducing some of the increased deficit spending before end of the year. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8 at 67 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2000. 1-800-273-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds today. We may see a few peaks of sun later in the day. It's breezy and it's warm. Highs near 75. There's the chance of a passing shower today, too. Partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 55 to 60. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Clouds, maybe an afternoon shower, 65. Scattered showers are possible through tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Showers are also possible Saturday. It'll become cooler. High Saturday, only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:11. So somebody just found a lock of George Washington's actual hair.
Ooh, really?
In an old book in a college library in New York. There's a handwritten inscription identifying it as being Washington's hair. And another inscription that says the book had belonged to somebody who was a known family friend of the Washingtons. Here's India Sparks. She's the head of the Union College Special Collections Department. The book was an almanac from 1793. And so her comments and then a couple of students.
This is George Washington's hair.
Like the George Washington.
The George Washington.
The George Washington.
This is the actual book.
The actual guy.
That the hair was tucked into. Nobody really thought too much about it. It's a bit of a needle in a haystack.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool.
They found his hair.
What?
Well, okay.
Yeah,
they should have just stuck with the librarian. they should have just.
No, you find a hair in the book and you're famous. Yeah. You find a hair in your salad and, you know.
And then somebody's in trouble.
Yep.
Is there any way they can actually test that to prove it?
Sure. Yeah, well, I guess they could. They'd have to exhume his body.
No.
I don't think they'd want to necessarily
dig him
out.
Right. Know, dig him up.
Just I don't know to you prove want to do the that. Hair. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so federal authorities say a guest at the Philadelphia Ugly Sweaters Party that was held inside the Franklin Institute, which is a really, really cool museum in Philadelphia. If you ever get to go there, it's worth it. The reason that that's such a cool place is because you get to touch stuff.
Ooh.
I mean, how often do you get to touch stuff when you go into a museum?
It's like a children's museum.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, but it has some grown-up stuff. Okay, so that's a really good thing that you can touch stuff. Except when you touch stuff.
You can't touch stuff.
No, because here's the deal. They had this thing. It's called the Ugly Sweater Party. They had the Ugly Sweater Party in the museum. And so they've got a lot of exhibits there. This happened in December.
Okay, right. I was wondering. Ugly sweater parties usually happen around Christmas.
Slipped into a closed exhibit and snipped off a part of a sculpture.
Oh.
Now, and it's not just any sculpture.
Uh-oh.
They took a thumb from the Terracotta Warrior exhibit that was on loan from China.
Oh.
How did they break that off?
I don't know. But I don't know if you've seen these things or not. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
$4.5 million.
For the thumb or the whole exhibit?
No, for the Terracotta Warrior. Yeah. Surveillance video and credit card information established that the guy named Michael Rahana had attended the party with five of his friends. The FBI basically went to his house, asked if he had anything in his possession he would like to turn over to the FBI. That's when he led the agent to his bedroom, pulled the stolen thumb.
Like, what are you going to do with a thumb?
I don't know.
And what are you going to tell people? And this thumb is from the Terracotta Warrior.
They may not believe you, and so how would you be able to prove it?
It's like a rabbit's foot. You can just hold on to it.
Are they going to be able to super glue the thumb back on?
Boy, I don't know. I'm not sure. Not sure how that works. But once
again, that's an expensive thumb.
U.S. Americans being really, really
dumb. Being dumb dumbs.
Yep. So I was looking to see if there was any counter programming to watch on television tonight, and there's not. I mean, everybody else has given up. Everybody's just given up and said, well, you're either going to watch the Olympics or read a book.
Yep, I'm reading.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So, well, aren't you fancy?
So you're going to miss the woman's snowboard cross gold medal final. What does that mean?
So, you guys, at my house, whatever TV subscription or service we have,
right.
I don't get the normal, like, basic channels.
Gotcha.
So this is one of the big reasons I'm not watching the Olympics.
You don't have to make any excuses. It's really fine.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm a big NBC fan. No.
Wow.
Yeah, no. There's a whole lot of there. Yeah.
No, but I can't believe you just don't get. I figured NBC would be on all of them, right?
No. If you do something like Roku,
right? And ours is PlayStation View.
Okay, same thing. Same thing.
Yeah. They're okay.
You can see the Olympics. You just can't see them live if you care that much about it.
Right.
You know, Roku is kind of like a jukebox for television.
Right. So you don't get live channels.
But you can tie and then if you got something through maybe your provider, you can see ESPN Live or whatever.
Exactly.
But generally, you just don't do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know, Zach.
It's
different.
I don't
where
own
you
the
are.
House.
It's weird.
I just let it happen. And I like to read. It makes me read more because it's hard to watch TV.
Sure, I understand that.
I don't read.
How about this? How about snow volleyball?
Ooh, no.
That does sound like fun.
Negative.
Well, it had its finest moment yesterday when Prince Albert of Monaco, an International Olympic Committee member, showed up at a chilly outdoor exhibit of snow volleyball over there in Korea.
I mean, I guess it would be a lot like sand volleyball, like beach volleyball.
Sure. They had the same outfits?
No, I doubt it.
That'd be funny if they did.
But you're in the snow.
Probably not, yeah. Okay, with hundreds of people cheering, Albert! Golly, really?
Oh, here's a picture of some ladies who are wearing some summer wear playing snow volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't be diving.
You probably would be able to, but...
Like you wouldn't be able to get very good hops on that.
Yeah. The prince pulled down his mulled wine, walked onto the court, twirled his right arm to get warm, and then put the ball into play.
Nice.
Oh.
Exhibition match featured three former Olympic gold medalists, so there you go.
Well, good for Albert.
Gold medalists in what?
Well,
volleyball?
I don't know. Maybe in volleyball. I'm not sure. Doesn't say.
And they just.
All right, here you go. Facebook wants to get more in your world. They're getting into the smart speaker business. Their version of Amazon's Echo will be available starting in July. It's called Portal.
Mm.
Portal. It's the Facebook-connected video chat device. Will reportedly have two models. Speakers will have 15-inch touch screens. But one of the models will be higher quality. The device won't just be for video chatting and social media. Facebook has music licensing contracts so users can stream tunes too. Okay, Google's changing your world one more time. They did it yesterday, and maybe they haven't mentioned it a lot, so thought we'd bring it up to you. Google Chrome browser has begun blocking certain types of online advertisements.
Nice.
A change that Google is describing as user-friendly.
Until it's not.
Yeah. Well, what happened was they put together a coalition back in September of 2016 of a bunch of companies, 18 members, in fact, including Procter & Gamble and News Corp and Facebook, and Google was listed in there alphabetically, so they're part of the team. But when it came to actually developing the parameters for what would be blocked and what wasn't, Google said, "We got this. We'll do it. We'll figure it out."
Okay.
Well, except there are some folks who are saying it's kind of self-serving because apparently it doesn't block the type of ads that Google has.
Oh, now we know the rest
All
of the
right.
story.
Google, by the way, they make about $3 out of every $10 spent on digital ads, okay? They generated last year $95 billion.
Wow.
Dollars,
that's
okay?
insane.
The browser is used more than 59% of the time by users, okay? Now, the deal is that the coalition is a little bit unhappy about the choices of ads that they have decided to block. So the ads that you see on Google, they won't be blocked. Google tested 55 desktop ad formats, 49 mobile formats, and presented their findings to the group. So the idea is Google's leading role is basically setting the standard, because the kind of ads that they have, which are not... See, Google generates most of its money from like a text search.
Okay.
All right? Pretty straightforward type right. thing. And it's not what you would call visually rich in media, okay? It's just pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Those are okay. The ones that are more complicated, the ones that other people are making money on, including Facebook, are now going to be blocked. So there may be a little kick up about that, a little dust
just
up.
Just a tiddly bit.
We'll see. Now, and again, you guys are young. You may not remember. There was a guy named Bill Gates. Once there was a guy named Bill Gates, okay, who had
that
this,
guy. Yeah,
tell us the story.
Who had this thing called Microsoft, okay? Mm-hmm. And he basically installed the Internet search engine that he wanted because it was the one that was developed by Microsoft.
Right.
And he would make it tough for things like other things other than his. I forget even what some of these used to be a long time ago, because it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Everybody uses Google. But Internet Explorer, okay? Internet Explorer was there. So if you used, what is it, Foxfire? Is that another one?
Oh, yeah. See, that Firefox.
Firefox. It would be very difficult to load it onto your computer.
Okay.
Well, they finally went to court and kept him from doing that anymore. And, of course, he's going, oh, it's unintentional. We're not trying to block
We're
other
not.
People.
Like, yeah, we didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, so they're still doing that, and okay. you could certainly expect that. So it's February 15th. Don't forget that you can get candy at a discount today. Probably get a teddy bear at a discount today wanted to do that. By the way,
maybe some old roses.
Them too. It was on this date in 1903 that Morris Mitchum and his wife Rose introduced the very first teddy bear in U.S. America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The very first teddy bear.
I have a teddy bear.
Do you?
Yep.
Do you sleep with it?
Yep.
Does it have a name?
Ruggles.
Okay. Is it little? Is it big? Is it what?
It's a medium size.
Okay. His name's Ruggles.
Yeah.
And how long have you had it?
Since I was 5.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Has Ruggles been washed at all?
Probably not. No.
Nope. Ooh.
Maybe Febreze once
or
twice.
Yeah, Ruggles might need, he might be
nah,
in
he's
time
fine.
For
you don't want to
washing.
Wash the love out of him.
Okay, now when you moved away and you went to school in New York.
Yes.
Did you take Ruggles with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't even bring my dog, so of course I brought the stuffed animal.
So basically, did Ruggles get slammed into a suitcase? Is that it? And flown halfway across the country?
Yeah, he usually traveled with me, like carry-on
style. I said
style.
So he didn't get slammed into a suitcase.
Oh, well, I didn't even fly to New York. We drove.
Oh,
so,
okay.
yeah, he
oh,
probably
right.
was in a bag somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's not treated like a okay. prince by any means.
Was he a rescue teddy bear? Is that basically
I think my dad brought him home from you know, when my dad would go out of town for business, he'd always bring back gifts.
Oh, okay, all
so
right.
So I think he was a gift. And I had several stuffed animals. I slept in bunk beds as an only child, and I slept on the bottom, and all of my stuffed animals slept on top. I was too afraid to roll off the bed, so I slept on the bottom bunk. And all of my stuffed animals slept on the top. But Ruggles is truly one of the only ones that has kind of stayed with me throughout the years.
Well, what happened when the brother came along? Did he sleep in the bunk bed?
Oh, we had our own rooms.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
All right,
nice.
So now, so Ruggles doesn't need like any redos or patch-ups or anything like that?
No. He's in fairly good shape. And usually I would, you know, stuffed animals come with names on their tags, and I would always rename them because I never liked what the toy store named them. But Ruggles was actually an original. That was his name that came on his tag. It's too worn now. You can't see it. But.
Okay, well, and when you move away and if you get married and have a child, then you need to send us a picture.
Okay.
Ruggles.
With Ruggles.
Of Ruggles. And then,
I like how she has to move away in order to get married.
Oh, no.
Nobody will marry me.
Nobody
here.
Will marry Chelsea
I think
here.
He means like move out of my home that I'm living in.
I gotcha.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Swiss food and beverage giant Nestle says it's ending its agreements with the Bettencourt family of France over the L'Oreal cosmetics empire and is exploring options for its Gerber life insurance business. The announcement came as the consumer goods company reported net profit fell nearly 16% to $7.7 billion last year. The company said the drop was mostly due to accounting of cash flow issues at Nestle Skin Health. Those Apple HomePods are angering some buyers who say they're leaving stains on furniture. Some who have bought the new $349 speaker say while the device has a small footprint on a table or shelf, it leaves a white ring on some wooden furniture. Apple says the speakers have a silicon base to minimize vibration, and it's the silicon that can leave marks. Apple says if you move the speaker, the marks will often go away in a few days. If not, Apple suggests wiping the area with a soft or damp cloth. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Two giant Chinese tech manufacturing companies have done their best to get a foothold with American consumers. But the U.S. government is warning everyone to stay far away from their products. Kim Cabana with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. While the names Huawei and ZTE are not instantly recognizable to most of us, it's not because the companies haven't tried. Huawei has been desperate to push its line of cheap, big-screen TVs on Americans. But retailers had no interest in carrying the products. At the January Consumer Electronics Show, AT&T backed out of a deal to sell Huawei's new flagship smartphones, one that was supposed to seriously compete with the iPhone. And now the heads of six U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the FBI, are warning private citizens and companies alike to avoid the phones because the companies have a too close relationship with the communist Chinese government. These phones may have built-in undetectable spy software. The names to avoid: Huawei and ZTE. I'm Kim Commando.
The world of home security is a noisy place. There are so many different systems, each claiming to be the best. Hidden in all the confusing chatter are long-term contracts, expensive monthly fees, and then there's SimpliSafe, the security company with no long-term contract, no expensive fees, and no complex installation. This is why SimpliSafe is now the fastest-growing home security company in the country, protecting more than 2 million homes. And SimpliSafe is now even better. with the all-new SimpliSafe system. With even more safeguards to protect against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, hammers, thugs, and everything in between. The all-new SimpliSafe is smaller, faster, and stronger than anything before. Virtually invisible, with powerful sensors so small you hardly notice them. But the bad guys will, and you still get the same low and honest price. 24/7 professional protection for your home and family for just $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now to order your new system. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police is looking for three suspects accused of an armed robbery at Motel 6 on Texas Avenue just before 1 a.m. According to CSPD, the victim reported he was robbed by two black men with the assistance of a woman he had met earlier in the week on social media. One of the men struck him in the head multiple times with the gun, and he later required medical treatment. All three suspects left with undisclosed property and what the victim believed was a red Ford pickup. The grand reopening of downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater was brought up at the end of Tuesday night's city council meeting.
It will be a challenge, but we will get there.
The efforts of Councilman Ben Hardiman, who has led the renovation effort, has included a couple of injuries, according to city manager Keene Register.
Falling off a ladder, and I think just this week he dropped a 2x6 on his eye.
Mayor Andrew Nelson, who noted Hardiman has been spending every day and night at the Queen, called on the community to help him get across the finish line. To volunteer, contact the Downtown Bryan Association for more information. The city of College Station is about 6 weeks away from starting interim leadership at City Hall. Mayor Carl Mooney, during a visit on our show, says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will serve in the interim role through August 31st, which coincides with the council's development of the city's 2019 fiscal year budget. When the mayor was asked if the council is considering a search committee and or a search firm to recruit the next permanent city manager.
One of the things I believe in is that if you have good people who have joined your staff and they work hard, they go through professional development, sometimes at their own expense, then one of the best things you can do for the city and the morale of your staff is to promote from within. And I think the council shares that thought.
Gilman has been with the city of College Station since 2007. College Station Police is investigating 15 more vehicle burglaries. 12 of them were reported yesterday morning, along with a stolen vehicle. Most of the victims live on side streets off Deacon between Welsh and Rio Grande. The 17th time a College Station man is in the Brazos County Jail since 2001 is on charges of stealing mail from elderly people. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 36-year-old Daniel Brundage had in his backpack a variety of mail that came from more than 50 different addresses. Their arrest follows a citizen's report Monday afternoon of seeing Brundage removing mail from his mailbox on Rustling Oaks Drive and then running him down. Police found the suspect west of Blinn College on Hollow Hill Drive. A College Station man now faces two charges of unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. 34-year-old Christopher Dale III remains in jail following his arrest last Friday from an incident on January 31st that brought out the College Station Police Department's SWAT and hostage negotiation teams. According to the arrest report, Dale admitted to firing multiple shots from a semi-automatic rifle in the area of Welburn Road and William D. Fitch Parkway. According to online court records, Dale is awaiting trial on a weapons possession charge following an arrest last July. For the next 2 weeks, an online survey is available for parents in Bryan ISD. Spokesman Brandon Webb says although they try to keep the annual survey consistent to compare trends, each year brings new topics.
Legislature changes things in the classroom for us, and we want to know how does that impact our families. The district makes improvements. How did that work for folks? Do we need to make any further improvements or further refinements?
Webb says the survey closes on March 1st. You can find it online at bryanisd.org or on your child's campus website. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It is 67 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips and traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin commute now at groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle, let them do the driving.
We are off to a very mild start this morning. We'll have lots of cloudiness today. The sun may peak out this afternoon. It'll be breezy. Highs near 75. There's the chance of a stray shower. Clouds tonight, lows 55 to 60. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers during the day, highs near 65. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Saturday, cloudy with a chance for showers, high Saturday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
836, time to find out what's going on at Aggie Land Humane. And Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Let's go back to last weekend. You had an adoption event. How'd that go?
We did. We were out at Sterling Subaru, and we had a fantastic event. We had 15 dogs and five or six cats, and everything with the exception of two dogs got adopted.
Oh.
You know, usually we anticipate, and again, I told you earlier, I'm going to jinx myself, and the staff is listening. And going, don't say it. You know, usually there's going to be somebody who returns a pet, you know, because they're like, I just really wasn't prepared. Like,
right.
Their best intentions, and it just didn't work out. Or maybe their other pets didn't get along with this pet. And knock on wood, so far, so good.
Good. And we will. and we'll hope for that.
We had some individuals that were taking on some more challenging dogs, just energy level wise. And our adoption teams there did a great job, you know, adoption counseling. So kudos to them. Most of them were volunteers. Because I think we only had actually two staff members there. The rest of the entire event was manned by volunteers.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great way for us to have an event someplace else. And if the weather's not so great, you know, thank you to Sterling Subaru, because we're in the showroom.
Right.
So it's a great event. That one's wrapped up for this year. We usually have a couple, but those dates aren't set yet. So
okay. Now, you mentioned volunteers. So there may be somebody listening who'd kind of like, and again, there are any number of levels of engagement there, but if they'd like to at least investigate volunteering.
You're exactly right. So you know, typically people think, well, people just come and volunteer and walk dogs and scoop poop or something like that. But we actually have a wide variety of volunteers. I mean, and it starts all the way at the top. Our entire board member, all the board are volunteers. So if you want to get involved that way, all the way down to those that do want to walk the dogs and get more into the nitty gritty daily stuff. But there's assistance to the volunteer program and the communications, donor relations aspect as well. And we're starting now with our licensing department to hopefully be out in the community more to making sure everybody has their pets tagged and licensed. This past fall, we have new opportunities with our spay neuter unit to help the techs in the recovery aspect or in the intake aspect as well in our mobile spay neuter unit. And those are specifically generally they need help on Wednesdays because those are the days we're out in the public.
Sure.
And there's some additional public days that we're working on getting planned out in this community and the surrounding communities.
Okay.
With our mobile unit. So they will be looking for additional hands on deck there.
Sure. So you don't have to necessarily live in Bryan College Station.
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of variety as well. Now, the spay neuter unit, you do have to go through some training before that because that's not something you can just kind of jump into right away. So, again, having some flexibility in your time, you know, and the volunteers, I think there's a minimum of 8 hours a month to be considered an active volunteer. And there's, it's not you just necessarily giving back to us. Depending on what you're interested in, we've started dog training classes. So not only are you learning how to train dogs that are in our facility and how to make them move forward and make them more adoptable, you can take those skills you've learned and apply it to your own pets.
Oh, sure.
And so that way you can move forward. We have a handful that, of course, go on to vet school because we do count for animal handling hours.
Okay.
As well. So a lot of options in the volunteer aspect, or just if you're looking to do events, and our volunteer coordinator is looking for event-specific volunteers, from adoption counseling to tabling opportunities.
Okay. Now, it's 6 months away, but let's talk about wiener dog races, because you're going to do something new, kind of different and fun.
We do. We've released our design contest this year for the t-shirts. So, you know, in the past, that's always been a contracted t-shirt design, and this year we're reaching out to the community to say, hey, let's get your involvement with Wienerfest and the t-shirt design. So it's open. All the instructions and rules and regulations and whatnot for the t-shirt contest are on our website, and you have till April 4th to turn in your design, and then we'll I don't know how Darby has it all planned out. As
there's
going to
be a judging group, right?
There's going to be a judging group, yes. And then we'll go ahead and select a winner. And you will be, your design will be basically the face of Wienerfest this year, and specifically for the t-shirt itself. It'll be on printed on the t-shirts.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, you'll be a published artist, so to speak.
You will
right?
be.
All right, if they want some more information about all that stuff,
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Of course, you can visit us in person at 5359 Leonard Road.
All right, very good. Thanks mm-hmm. so much. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays, and when we also visit with the folks from the City of Bryan. Mary Lynn Serrato's here today. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. We haven't seen you here in a while, so we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Man, the mayor's just been telling us about all the wonderful things you've been doing to help market the City of Bryan.
Well, we're working hard. There's so much happening in Bryan.
There is.
That there's a lot of good news to share, so.
Anyway, he's been saying nice things about you.
Well, that's nice
as well
of him.
He should, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, and I'm really happy. There is a lot happening in Bryan, and a lot of what's happening in Bryan, both new development and revitalization, is happening in District 1.
It is.
So we're really happy to have our council member from single member District 1 here today, Ruben Marine.
Well, y'all planned it like that. Good morning, Councilman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Again, yeah, District 1, there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, let's talk about this week. You took another step when it came to quiet zones in downtown Bryan, which is something that the city studied a while. Kind of bring us up to speed and how you feel about that.
Yes, sir. We had actually a unanimous decision on council, 7-0 vote, to actually give direction to our staff to implement the quiet zone. And in implementing the quiet zone, we're actually going to keep open the Grosbeck Railroad crossing, which is actually the number two heaviest crossing in the City of Bryan. So over 8,000 vehicles a day use that crossing. We're also going to keep 15th Street crossing open also. And that was huge for us. I know I've had a couple of town hall meetings, and the citizens in District 1 were adamant about keeping open mm-hmm. Grosbeck crossing. And for the council, you know, thank you to my fellow council members. Everyone voted on this, and trust me, there's discussion, there's especially an executive, there's debates back and forth, but it's all handled in a professional manner. And I think people see that now on council. We have a great council in place. We're accomplishing a lot of goals that we've set out to accomplish, and this was one of them that really helped District 1. So I'm really happy and really proud of what we've done on council.
Yeah, I went to one of those. Yeah, people were engaged, there's no doubt.
Yes, sir.
But there's some expense involved. I mean, the city's going to have to look at that. That's going to cost some money. So where do those dollars come from, and how are you going to budget for that?
Actually, we will look. We had some of this budget, of course, in our CIP plan. And one of the goals that we as council wanted to do with the downtown quiet zone is actually move it up from a start date of 2022 to move it up to 2020. So this will actually increase or move forward the quiet zone by 2 years.
Well, and as a result, people get set in their ways. And I understand that that's the reason that the first thought was, yeah, let's close Grosbeck. And they're going, no, that's not, we don't want to do that.
Right.
So now when it comes to one of the things that I asked, I guess, with the mayor about the other day, there's going to be some work that's done on William Joel Bryan. And William Joel Bryan is, you know, in your district. But, you know, you've got some roads, some surface streets in single member District 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 that do need work. So why the priority there? Why aren't we looking at maybe doing work on surface streets using that money that's going to be used there?
Well, actually, Scott, I'm glad you brought that up. We were just talking about that yesterday and this morning with our city manager, Keene Register, Dr. Jason Barfnick. The FM 158, or William Joe Bryan, we're, as a city, are funding $2 million. The MPO, which is the Metropolitan Planning Organization, is funding the construction of $11 million. When we get into, you know, we're talking about the golf course and new development, everything that's going on, which is exciting. I'm smiling from ear to ear. We have so much exciting opportunity, growth, and development in the city of Bryan. However, if you look at what we have on the CIP plan, I can go down a list here that I brought. We have South College, which is, these are projects that are recently completed, in progress, or we're about to start on. And that list ranges from South College to 28th Street, 26th Street. We have two phases of Old Hearn Road. Woodville is going to start construction here pretty soon. We have Culture Street, and we actually just completed or near completion 23rd Street going into downtown Bryan. So if you add that cost up for all of these, Scott, it right about $34.9 million, so $35 million that we're reinvesting into the current infrastructure or those surface streets that you mm-hmm. said in the city of Bryan.
Ruben Marine here this morning, single-member District 1. Now, one of the other projects, which is very large, is redeveloping the old Bryan golf course, the Travis Bryan course, into a super park or some sort of a facility. Y'all have voted to spend money that I don't know if you have or not, to have consultants come in first to then tell you to maybe spend money that you may or may not have in the near future. Where's the funding going to come from, first to pay for the consultants, and secondly, you know, we don't know what they're going to come up with?
Well, actually, Scott, we're going to look at, of course, hot funds are going to be part of that to cover that cost. You know, we're going to do that construction or the super park once we get feedback from the citizens. Our Parks and Recreation Department are going to have open public meetings so we can get feedback. We want this to be a park, you know, for the citizens, that the citizens help design, their input. Of course, eventually, you know, this park is going to be used to bring in more tourism dollars, more tournaments. We want to set this park as apart from other parks in the area by having an indoor facility. We want to be able to host volleyball, basketball, cheer competitions, gymnastic competitions throughout the year. So that's something when we look at this, we want to be, I think at the last meeting some people said the word prematurely we were bringing in this consulting firm. I'd like to use the word being prepared. I think we're going to be prepared, not premature on this, where we want to plan this out correctly and make sure we're utilizing that area the best we can to grow the city of Bryan and develop an area that truthfully hasn't been developed in over probably 20 years.
Well, yeah, if you take that edge of the park and actually extend all the way over to Carson, that's an entire area that may have a completely different look when this project is done, but we don't know what that look is going to be, and it may change even from what the – I mean, is it fair to say it may not even be what the consultants end up showing you?
That's true, but, I mean, the consultants are going to give us a great direction, a great idea, but ultimately it's going to be on council and city staff to determine how we want to grow that area.
Sure.
So we will definitely take that input from the consultant. That's what they do. You know, that's their job. That's their profession. So they'll give us good direction, and we'll be able to take that advice and work from there.
Sure. Ruben Marine here this morning, single member District 1. You announced that, and of course, the land for Briarcrest was given to the city, but
yes,
you've also agreed to basically make $1 million commitment to Wallace Phillips to run that over the next 10 years. Plus, there's some money and inducements that go to him. All this predicated on the idea that you're going to be able to make money in that golf course. Do you think that Briarcrest course can make money in the first year?
Absolutely. I believe we will be close. Of course, I think we'll break even. And if we make money, that's a plus. If you look at what we were losing at the former municipal golf course, we were losing over $200,000 a year. So if we break even, you're actually kind of coming ahead $200,000 a year. And having Wallace Phillips' team manage our course, they've been doing it. If we brought in another firm, they would have to work out some type of situation, some type of contract to rent the area that they use to collect green fees, the pro shop. So having them do it, it was at a lower cost, and it saved the city money using them versus another firm to come manage the Briarcrest.
Right. Am I right? Is tonight the first meeting about flood mitigation where the citizens are going to have an opportunity to once again put forth some ideas or at least what their concerns would be as far as flood mitigation is concerned?
Yes, sir. This is the first, I believe, evening meeting. We've had one prior that was at 3 p.m. So overall, I want to say we have 6 or 7 meetings where the citizens can give feedback. 3 or 4 of those are in the afternoon, and then we have 3 that are in the evening at 6 p.m.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you, because you're the guy standing here, what good does it do to hear from citizens if you don't have the money in the CIP to pay for things that they might think need to be done in their neighborhoods? How do you balance that?
Great question.
How do you answer those people?
Actually, there's a lot of factors that go into that, Scott. I mean, the citizens want something done immediately, but there's other factors that go into that. You know, some of the creek beds we don't own an easement to. They're on private property, which we can't go on and correct. The ones that we can, we're going to do it as soon as possible. And we can hopefully divert funds in areas that really need it and are in desperate need that have flooding issues. So I think we can work with that, work with the citizens, get their input on what they would like to see us do.
Good. Okay. Anything you got for us today that you want to share that we haven't covered that is important to you? Yeah, I've given you plenty, that's for sure. We've covered a few things this morning. Scott used to be such a nice guy, and then I went in there and he started asking me these questions.
No, Scott, this was great. I mean, you covered everything on my list. Definitely the downtown quiet zone, the Grosbeck Crossing, the Super Park, which I'm so excited. I think us, the city, we're just super excited about having something centrally in Bryan, where we bring citizens in. You know, they're less than a mile from downtown. They're less than a mile from Texas A&M University. And it's just a central location to bring in people from all over the state, you know, to come into our town. And we're very excited and looking forward to that development.
Yeah. And for my part, it's good to hear about things in town. We've talked about the West and Rellis, and we're all excited about that. And there's going to be development in the East, and we're excited about that. But we do need to talk about our core every once in a while, so right. I'm glad we did that.
And one more thing, downtown, the revitalization, I mean, that is just moving forward. We have developments in place right now for the north end of downtown Bryan. If you look at the Perry Project, which is on the corner of 23rd Street and Main Street, you're going to have retail space, commercial space on the first floor. You're going to have residential development on the top, the second and third floor. Mm-hmm. We have another project that's in the work, you know, north into downtown Bryan. So we're just excited about the growth, the revitalization. I don't want to steal Councilman Hardeman's thunder, but the Queen Theater's grand opening is May 4th.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to the Downtown Bryan Association, Sandy Ferris, Councilman Hardeman. They have worked so hard to get the Queen Theater, you know, to this grand opening date of May 4th.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Ruben Marine, he's a single-member district city council member. And you got anything else, Maureen?
Just very quickly, to assist taxpayers with the process of filing personal income tax, and I even hate to bring it up with all this good news.
Yeah, really.
There's free personal income tax preparation support at both the Clara B. Mounts and Larry Ringer Public Libraries through April 17th. So if you need help preparing your personal income tax return, there's trained volunteers there to help you. Just contact one of the libraries for information on when and where.
Yeah. All right. You can do that. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
Visit with the folks in Bryan on Thursdays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to VoteMeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Howdy,
This is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
5 minutes till. You want to do a space story, Chelsea? You want to talk about space, huh? Space? You want to talk about space?
No.
Space news.
Well, just it's
but
a,
we can.
It's just
we
a little.
Can.
It's a moderate. It's a moderate space story because it has to do with a moderate solar storm which is approaching Earth.
Ooh, solar storm. That sounds cool.
Well, it's going to be the two main things. Number one, people like in Michigan and Maine probably will be able to see the northern lights. And number two, your GPS will probably send you into a river. So if it happens, you know that's going to go on. Ben Downs is here.
I'm still stunned hearing about the unwashed teddy bear.
I know.
Why?
It's nasty, isn't it?
It's been Febrezed a few times.
Okay.
Are you stunned because it's unwashed or that I sleep with a teddy bear?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to pick one. It's really hard to pick one.
All of the above.
And then the fact that Chelsea has to leave town. So, you know.
Yeah, apparently I have to leave town to get married. I'm not allowed to stay here.
Well, now, yeah.
Could be a mail order bride.
Think that people won't like me because I sleep with an unwashed teddy bear?
I think it's an unusual eccentricity that will no doubt be attractive to many people, but is still an unusual eccentricity nonetheless.
Sam's Club announced yesterday that they'll be offering free shipping free shipping for their premium members, possibly. It says you're possibly trying to compete with Amazon.
Yeah, whatever.
Nobody competes with Amazon Prime.
One.
I'm sorry.
We just operate underneath the Amazon underneath the Amazon banner and roll on.
Yes, our overlords. We're thankful for our internet overlords. Did you see the Boston Dynamics robots?
Yeah, I don't want to see that again.
See, I know. They're thinking, isn't that cute? It'll let the dog out.
Oh, look, it'll open the door. No, it won't. It will attack us and kill us all. I saw the Prometheus Project. I know how bad this can go.
That's right. It will send a laser beam through your brain, and then it'll open the door and leave.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy stuff. I don't think I'd want something like that plugged in running around my house.
No,
you're
right.
Don't even want Alexas, not.
Everything is watching you.
I have friends who swear to me that the things they talk about in the room suddenly start showing up on their Facebook pages if Alexa's in the room with them.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
No, you don't even have to have that.
Oh,
we were.
I understand that.
We were talking.
I understand. Apple now causes a ring on your countertops supposed to rub with a wet cloth to make yourself feel better. I guess I don't know.
Wait, what is it doing?
What is that?
Yeah,
what?
It was on the news just a minute ago. It was a thing. The new Apple Dealey Bob that they just their version of Siri they just made it when you pick the thing up. It has silicone on the bottom so that it won't mar anything. Well, the silicone comes off and gets onto your furniture, leaving a white ring when you pick it up. Apple says, well, a damp cloth should be able to make you feel better about having a white.
Oh, my God, I was so good. Well, between that and the fact that now McDonald's is going to save our children, did you hear that?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, they
including giving us back our hair, right?
No, I don't know. That's the French fries. Yeah. I don't know. What they're doing is they're not going to have Happy Meals with cheeseburgers anymore.
Oh.
They're just going to have hamburgers. Like, that's going to make
any
difference.
You know what? That's a sad meal. A sad, sad meal. That's not a happy meal.
It's not happy
taking
until
away
you
my
get that
cheese.
Pre-processed cheese.
Yeah, because the cheese is making such a big difference.
Would you like a hamburger and grilled chicken strips along with the grapes?
They said they're going to make the smaller quantity of fries and no cheeseburgers.
Oh, sad meal.
I'm just saying. Today is...
Thank goodness they'll drop the price by so much.
I know. No. And I don't have
It'll
time
be more to... expensive. Less food, more expensive.
But healthy
but
and
healthy.
Good for you.
You already get apple slices if you ask.
Yeah, you're right.
And
that's
milk.
True.
When's the last time you ordered a Happy Meal, Zach?
Do I look like I eat off the Happy Meal? Are you kidding me?
About the apple slices, which surprised me, too.
Well, I'd see it on there.
It was on this date in 2005 that the domain name YouTube was activated.
2000. Man, it's hard to believe.
There's a lot of years there we could have become rich.
That's exactly right. And, of course,
and we failed.
Yeah. They were purchased by Google for $1.6 billion, so all those guys don't do anything. But what is it? Like, they download 11 billion hours of video every minute or something.
Crazy.
I mean, it's just insane.
75% of it's cats.
Yeah. It is not.
Singing
playing
cats
on the piano.
On an average month, 8 out of 10 18 to 49-year-olds watch YouTube. What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, watch it once?
Yeah.
They watch it every day.
You start heading down that rabbit hole.
That's exactly
the dark.
What'd you do today? I went to YouTube.
For
2 hours.
More reasons you need to get a library card, Zach. It's free,
read,
and it's
Zach,
not YouTube. Reading is important.
Gotta have lots of pictures.
Books are cool.
Last time he carried a book was his sophomore year in high school, okay? Yeah. Right?
So. Back in 2005, before YouTube started. Yeah,
exactly. All right, we're back tomorrow. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.